I was a little green. If it didn't rain soon, I would have to have some more carried up.
Standard bearer.
Ah, I found myself surrounded by Isi and Ochiba. You guys pop out of the ground or something?
We've been waiting, Isi said. Your people are stubborn about protecting your wrist, Ochiba added.
Their manner was disturbing somehow. Good for them. What's up? Obviously, they hadn't trekked over for the exercise. Isi had more of the Jewel City's dialect than Ochiba, but even he didn't speak it well. Still, he got the message through.
The captain and lieutenant want you should know that prisoner Smoke is perished.
Perished? Perished like in dead?
As a stone,
Ochiba managed. I recalled some pretty frisky stones, met long before these stiffnecks joined the gang. I didn't mention them. Nobody cares about the plane of fear nowadays.
Murdered,
Isi added, because he thought I'd missed the point. My mouth hung open. Finally, I said, come on over here where we can talk. I grabbed a crow killer and led them across the slope far enough that no one could eavesdrop. Let's have some details. The weapon proved needless. The black birds weren't out.
His throat was cut, Isi said.
How could that happen? How could that happen?
Somebody would have to climb over Sing and Long Shadow and Howler. He wasn't out of the kennel somewhere, was he? I would have been even more shocked if he'd been killed in Croaker's dugout.
He was imprisoned.
I presume we don't have whoever did it? My first suspect in any sneak killing would be Narayan Sing, or some tag-end member of his brotherhood. But the deceivers did not spill blood. Narayan certainly wouldn't, even in self-defense.
No.
Do we know who did it?
No.
I'm coming over. I headed back into camp.
Shiner! Rudy! Spiff! Clue! Bucket!
I bellowed, and my officers and sergeants reacted like they thought we were about to suffer an unexpected visit from Ogaba and the entire Taglian army. I was loud. My hangover etched my entire universe in uncompromising blacks and whites.
Sorry,
I said, not meaning it.
It's not as bad as I sound. A minor emergency across the way. I'm going over.
Raise the state of alert a notch.
Tell them to drop the tonk games till they get their gear in shape.
I drank another pint of water, then donated an equal quantity to the earth spirits.
Ochiba, Isi, let's go.
Taide shook the embrace of gravity, grabbed a bamboo pole he used as a staff. He stumbled after me, stubbornly keeping pace. Taide defined who and what he was against a bevy of inflexible standards that ignored his own desires, his likes and dislikes, and his pain. Uncle Doge canceled the Mother Goda show, straightened his apparel, touched the hilt of Ashwan to make sure the sword had not deserted him, then trudged along after us. That morning, he looked very tired and very old.
There was no need for you to come over,
Croaker grumbled. He looked old and tired himself this morning.
There's nothing you can do.
I knew Smoke better than anybody. I thought maybe...
Wasting time! Unless you were so close you can raise his ghost.
I wondered. It doesn't make sense.
Sure it does. Somebody doesn't want us to spy on them.
I started to protest that Smoke was a big secret. Thought better of that. The old man didn't want a debate. Instead, I asked, what did the others have to say? Questions would have